in the pastures around Sydney Center, New York, cows wander around with words smeared on their sides. Nowadays, you'd almost guess that would be an ad for milk, but it's actually an art installation by Nathan Banks, who was a student at Purchase College. Mr. Banks painted orange and blue lettered words on the grazing Holsteins and waited for them to form poems. His project was videotaped and photographed last September. This week it went on display. Nathan Banks joins us on the telephone from his dorm room in Purchase. Thanks for being with us.
It's nice to be with you.
And what sort of words did you paint on these cows?
Well, they were all randomly chosen words out of an art history textbook. So there were words like conceptual, culture, commodity, art, live, and then other words like the, that, if, but.
Are you actually looking for the next bovine Dylan Thomas or something else going on here?
Well, I was just curious to see how the cows would rearrange the words and what sort of things that they would say throughout the course of the day. Mm-hmm. And the people were reading the sentences however they chose to. You know, you could read it backwards, forwards, up and down. So it was really about the people being there watching it and them finding the mm-hmm. phrases.
Well, could you give us an idea of some of the phrases that performed?
Sure. One of the longer ones that we had while they were marching back into the barn was organic conceptual art as poetry. They also said experience farm music. Then they said little two-word phrases like material culture, the name of the farm, Fermata Farms.
I mean, so far, at least a couple of those things are better than a Hallmark card.
Yeah, no, I was extremely pleased. It worked out, you know, better than I could have imagined.
Now, was it difficult to find a farmer to cooperate?
Yeah. One of the biggest concerns that they had had was that it would place a little bit too much stress on the cows because this was so far out of their natural daily routine.
Yeah.
But one of the actually great parts about the project was that the milk production for the day went up.
Really?
Yeah. They attributed that to the affection and attention that they were getting from myself while I was writing on them and also from the students who were there while they were grazing.
Of course, the cows are unaware, one assumes, that they're making poems.
Actually, one might not be so sure whether they were unaware of their poetry because at one point during the day, actually, one of the cows who had away written on the side got loose inside the barn and was walking up and down the middle, you know, prancing with this word away written across.
That must make an awfully cunning photograph.
Yes, it was. It's a really great photograph.
Mr. Banks, nice talking to you, sir.
Nice
Good
talking
luck.
With you. Thank you.
Nathan Banks, a student at Purchase College in Purchase, New York.